Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In this episode, we're diving into a powerful message about God's mercy and its transformative impact on our lives. Today's Bible verse is from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he had for us. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4.
When we talk about mercy, it's easy to think of it simply as an act of compassion or forgiveness. But God's mercy runs so much deeper than that. It's not just something he does. It's fundamentally who he is. Imagine mercy as love's other name, a distinct and beautiful expression of God's infinite love for us. Think about that for a moment. We're not talking about occasional acts of kindness or sporadic moments of forgiveness. With God, mercy flows continuously, like an endless river of grace. It's woven into the very fabric of his being, inseparable from his nature. What makes this even more remarkable is how God's mercy is intricately connected to his love. You see, when God shows us mercy, he's expressing his deep, unconditional love for us. It's not just about pardoning our mistakes or showing compassion in our struggles. His mercy is a profound demonstration of his heart toward us, a testament to how deeply and completely he loves each one of us. Have you ever noticed how the sun doesn't take breaks from shining? That's exactly how God's mercy works. It's not something he switches on and off like a light switch. His mercy is constant, unwavering, and always active, every single moment of every single day. What's truly fascinating is how this constant mercy works in perfect harmony with all of God's other attributes. It's like a masterful symphony where every instrument plays its part perfectly. His justice, wisdom, love, and mercy don't compete with each other. They complement each other beautifully. Some might wonder how justice and mercy can coexist, but in God's nature, they flow together seamlessly. His mercy doesn't compromise his justice, and his justice doesn't diminish his mercy. Instead, they work together in perfect balance, revealing different aspects of his character. Think about it like this. Even in moments when we might feel distant from God's mercy, it's still there working alongside his wisdom and love. It's not that God becomes less merciful during difficult times. His mercy remains constant even when our perception of it might change. This constancy of God's mercy means we can always count on it, whether we're at our highest peak or lowest valley. His mercy remains unchanged, unwavering, and eternally reliable. It's not based on our performance or worthiness. It's based on his unchanging nature. Let's talk about what makes God's mercy so extraordinary. You see, it's given to us freely without any conditions or expectations. We don't have to earn it, deserve it, or prove ourselves worthy of it. It's simply offered to us because of his great love. Think about that for a moment. Despite our mistakes, our failures, and even our deliberate wrong choices, God's mercy remains available to us. It's like having a parent who continues to love and support you even when you've made a complete mess of things. That's the kind of mercy we're talking about, unconditional and endless. But here's where it gets really interesting. God doesn't just want us to be recipients of his mercy. He calls us to be channels of that same mercy to others. It's as if he's saying, now that you understand how I treat you, go and do the same for others.
I know what you might be thinking. That's easier said than done. And you're absolutely right. When someone hurts us or disappoints us, our natural reaction isn't usually to show mercy. We might want justice or even revenge. We might feel they need to earn our forgiveness or prove they deserve our kindness, but that's exactly where the beauty of God's example comes in. If he showed mercy only to those who deserved it, where would that leave any of us? Instead, he calls us to a higher standard, to show mercy even when it's difficult, even when it doesn't make sense to our human understanding. When we extend mercy to others, we're not just performing a kind act, we're reflecting God's character to the world around us. We're participating in something divine, something that transcends our natural inclinations. And here's the amazing thing. As we practice showing mercy to others, we often find ourselves understanding God's mercy toward us even more deeply. When we think about putting God's mercy into practice in our daily lives, it really comes down to the small moments and everyday decisions. It's about choosing to respond with kindness when someone cuts us off in traffic, or showing patience with that coworker who consistently misses deadlines. Let me give you some practical examples of what living out divine mercy looks like. It's choosing to listen without judgment when a friend makes choices we disagree with. It's giving people the benefit of the doubt when they disappoint us. It's forgiving that family member who hurt us without waiting for them to apologize first. Sometimes showing mercy means stepping back from our right to be right. It means letting go of our need to prove our point or win the argument. Instead, we choose to prioritize the relationship over being correct. It's about seeing people through God's eyes, not just for who they are right now, but for who they can become. Remember, living out divine mercy isn't about being a doormat or enabling harmful behavior. Rather, it's about extending the same grace and understanding to others that we've received from God. It's about creating space for growth and transformation, just as God does for us. This might mean having difficult conversations with compassion instead of condemnation. It could mean setting boundaries with kindness rather than anger. Or perhaps it's simply choosing to speak words that build up rather than tear down, even when we're frustrated or hurt. As we wrap up today, I invite you to take a moment to reflect on God's boundless mercy in your own life. Think about those times when you've experienced His forgiveness, His patience, and His unconditional love. Now consider how you might mirror that same mercy in your relationships with others, whether it's forgiving someone who's hurt you, showing patience when it's difficult, or choosing kindness over judgment. Remember that every small act of mercy matters. You have the opportunity to be a living testament to God's mercy in this world.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your boundless and unchanging mercy, flowing freely and endlessly into our lives. We are in awe of your love, which forgives, restores, and sees us through the lens of grace, even when we fall short. Teach us to mirror this divine mercy in our own relationships, extending forgiveness and kindness even when it feels difficult. Help us to see others through your eyes, not for who they are now, but for who they can become through your love. May our lives reflect your character as we choose mercy over judgment and compassion over condemnation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Friends, may God's boundless mercy and love fill your heart, bringing you peace and strength in every moment. As you go forth, may you reflect His compassion and grace, becoming a light of hope and kindness to others. Blessings to you now and always.